You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
Whoa.
I have to get my voice back. Today is... 18th. Tomorrow's the 19th, and the day after that is the 20th. November 18. And we just saw Bohemian Rhapsody. And I am exhausted. Because I spent the entire time, like, crying.
Yes, you were crying. Or going...
Oh God, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh God, no.
Just like giggling to yourself loudly.
Oh no. Sorry. I didn't realize that.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I just hope the lady next to you, or
that was a guy,
or the guy next to me.
Oh, I don't give. I don't care one bit about what that guy would have thought. If I would have cared, I wouldn't have been bawling my eyes out. That's for sure.
You're clearly enjoying yourself.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because I thought it was really good, but I thought it ended not strongly.
I thought the whole thing was not good.
Okay. Yeah, I think I... My emotion... Oops, I don't even miss that. I think a lot of my emotion had to do with... my connection with the character and the real person and the real story more so than what was on the screen so much. Because I will be the first to admit it, I didn't buy him in the role.
Really?
Yep. Like, I think he was good, and I thought he was, like, at times I forgot, but most of the time I didn't. Hmm. Because there's a lot in this movie that they do right, and a lot that they don't. And I got taken out of the movie many times. Does that make sense? Mm. Like, whether it was looking at him with, and you could see the hair being dyed a certain color, and it was highlighted that way, or the fact that a line of dialogue was completely lost because of the fake implant teeth that they put in the actor's mouth. That they could have ADR'd a little better. Now, for part of it, I was like, okay, they're going for an authenticity of, like, what Freddie Mercury's teeth were actually like, but he was not that unclear. And somebody who died his dialogue, it was driving me crazy. Like, that took me out. That stuff. But you want to say something?
I just thought from a storytelling perspective, the story wasn't strong. It was more of a, and then this happened, and then this happened, and this happened. There wasn't really a
it was
clear
a
beginning
documentary film.
It wasn't even that, because a documentary at least has an objective as far as, and a documentary would have a point. And this was just snippets of life. Like, this wasn't really even like, there was no real, I guess there was the arc kind of toward the end of, like, him figuring out how not to be an asshole, but, like, there wasn't even, there wasn't even, in the beginning, I didn't get to know him in the intro. I was like, where is the epilogue to this? Like,
I mean, the prologue.
Yeah, excuse me, the prologue. Like, I was having a hard time distinguishing the prologue and the first act, and because we're just kind of thrown into, I'm leaving, there's some kind of tension between my father and I, but maybe this is significant.
No,
that
was the whole theme of it, was like he was sort of afraid of what his father's perception of what he was doing, because while his father wanted him to do the traditional occupations and he wanted to go into the arts, I mean, that
but
was...
But then the, that should have been heavier-handed. And then also, if
it
that...
It was the reprise when he goes back to the end.
Right, but if that's the story, then that needs to be the story. That
we need to see dad and mom more often.
Right. Yeah. That wasn't the story that they were telling. That was, like, one part of the story. That was just, like, in the background. The rest of it was just like, look, Queen.
Yeah. Don't they have great hits?
Look at... Don't you remember their songs? Aren't they great?
Look people didn't... Band stuff. People didn't believe in them then. Well, okay, so there's a couple things that I really loved about the movie, and that's just me because I connect with these artists who defy the people who have money, who say, you know what? You control money. You don't control art. I love that. About like, I will always root for that character because I am that character.
Yeah, but they had money at that point. They were strong enough and had enough money to be able to say, screw you, they already had put out hits enough to say we can go with somebody else. They weren't struggling.
True. That was very true. So but, I mean,
They didn't have a From Rags to Riches plotline. That wasn't even the story. Because there wasn't even, like, the... Because
they hit pretty quick.
They were like, guess what, guys? Somebody heard us, and now we're famous. And that was, like, within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, they got a phone call at dinner.
Yeah, it just happened. That wasn't even the story.
Remember you going to your mom's?
Yeah.
So
I was just kind of like, what is this movie about?
Yeah, I kind of got that. Let me jump onto my point where I thought it fell apart was, I really thought that Live Aid should have been cut down.
I was so bored.
I was so bored too. Like, I love Queen.
I was just looking at the shots. It's the same shot.
No,
oh, that's not color corrected properly. Yeah. I was just looking at
the people in the crowd looked really pale, right?
They did. And that's what I was thinking about.
Yes, they all looked pale.
They weren't color corrected properly.
And I was watching his hair, and I was watching the digital people, and I was detecting the digital patterns of where the randomization was. It was like...
I'm so glad you said that, because I thought you were going to be like, that's because you don't like music.
No.
I was like, no, it was...
No.
Like,
you know what? There were sequences in this that were amazing that they did with the Queen music. And the worst parts of the movie, I think, was Live Aid at the end when they were actually in concert performing.
Well, and that's what I felt like. Because the movie felt like it was missing huge chunks. Because it felt like it was just going like... And then...
Start a song, stop.
We went and did this, and then we were successful here, and Mary gets me. I'm like, have we really seen Mary getting you aside from her just, like, dressing you?
No, this is the inference of the story coming from real life that we're getting. That's where our emotion comes from.
Like, I just wanted to see, like, is the story about you and Mary? Is the story about you and your parents? What?
Eddie V's wild fish now.
It's weird. Like, is the story about... AIDS? Is the story about the band finding success?
Nope.
Like, is the story about your struggles with being gay? Like, maybe. What is this about? And it just had scenes, and each scene kind of had a little bit of something, and I felt like everything needed more to it to get going, and everything would just kind of end. And then, new scene, and this is about something different. And then when we got to Live Aid and it was like the full 20 minutes of Live Aid, I was like, cut this down to five minutes and take the other 15 minutes and give me more story.
Give me an epilogue.
Of everything else.
Let me see what happens to him after the... But that was their...
I wanted to see his life with Jim and the cats.
I know, that's where you would go. But... Well, in a lot of ways, I mean, truth be told, his career was not too great after that because he was like struggling... And he was sick. Yeah, he was struggling for the rest of his life. And that's...
Like, at one point, the whole movie became about, like, him and Paul was evil. And that was, like, a big chunk of it.
Well, no, that... Okay, so... Be careful who you trust was a big theme of the movie. And family is another thing. I think that one of the biggest themes of the movie is family. I think the band is family. I think that his family is family.
I think you're onto something.
I think that was the big theme of it was family. Is who is really the ones who are behind you versus who are the ones who really get you. The ones who really understand you. And the reason why I know that is the theme that they're going for is because they said it multiple times.
3,000 times. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're onto something. I think they did a bad job doing that, though. I think they needed to... Instead of just say the word family 3 billion times, I think they needed to actually tell a clearer story instead of just give you, like, scenes that are of the theme family.
Yeah. Like, why do they really care? Why do you consider them family?
Yeah, like, show me, like, how come all of a sudden the drummer was married? Like, could we have seen a little more of that? Like, he's like, well, go home. Like, did you also feel so disconnected and confused when suddenly Freddie moved into a big house and his hair was cut? Yes. And him and his drummer.
Jumps of time. Jumps of huge time.
Right, and him and his drummer, like, were suddenly, like, not friends and they were, like, distant with one another. I was like, why don't you guys get along all of a sudden? Weren't you just, like, us? The scene previous, like, having a great time, what happened?
Having a good time.
Feel like something was cut, or I'm missing something. What happened?
I think that this film, I mean, there were some really good editing moments, but other times I'm like, this feels like a student film. Like, why would you go from that shot to this shot? Like, I don't know, I just, there were many moments where I'm, like, kind of shaking my head, kind of like, eh. But, like, I just, like I said, I cried through the whole majority of it because I just felt so connected with the artist and his struggle, but that comes from real life. So this is one of those movies to me, like,
well, and the music is so beautiful.
Yo, that has nothing to do with them.
But you know what an editor friend of mine once told me? Music is 49% of any video.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, music can really make or
and it is
project.
A movie too. Like you can present a good movie story-wise, but if you don't have, like, a score to go with it, it just doesn't have the power.
No, and I think that music is really way more important to video than a lot of videographers realize.
Yeah.
And so
And
I think that's why people are going crazy. That's why. The movie, because they're like, and he was gay. And it's like, yeah, and it's powerful in that way.
No, and it's the story inference that you're getting the power from, not the actual movie itself, I think.
Exactly.
But I will say, though, there was a part of me when they were doing all their sound experiments, because part of my theory of doing what I do is that, like, sound is an experiment. You never know what you're going to get, and we got to see that on a musical level in them in the studio, and I was like, it gave me chills because I felt connected to them in a way, like, oh, they don't fully get it too. They're willing to explore, and yeah, this is what artistry is.
I wanted to learn more about the other bandmates and, like, see them grow. I felt like we didn't get to learn, like, we didn't get to see Freddie become Freddie aside from, like, him choosing his names, which just kind of got pulled out of thin air.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to see him, like, turn into Freddie Mercury from the Packy Boy that they kept referring to him as. Like, we didn't really see that happen.
It seemed like we got a shell.
He just kind of showed up to the band meeting and was like, I'm great.
Good job. No barking and no jumping.
He just, like, showed up and was like, I'm great. Listen to me sing. You want me here.
Yeah.
And it's like, so you've always just been that way, this way, then why aren't you already in the band? Like, I just wanted to see him, like, go from, like, shy or have some sort of struggle to get to where he was.
You want to see him have an arc, but he was just talented from the get-go. That was part of him. Anyway, we're home now, so we gotta go. This has been The Drive Home with Casey and Blair.